Literature 4A. $1,000 by O. Henry. Exercise 8.
Miss Hayden was writing letters in the library. "I've just come from old Tolman's," he explained. "They found an amendment or something to the will. It seemed that the old boy loosened up a little on second thoughts and willed you $1,000. I was driving up this way, and Tolman asked me to bring you the money. Here it is." Miss Hayden turned white. "Oh," she said, and again, "Oh." Gillian half turned and looked out the window. "I suppose, of course," he said, "that you know I love you." "I am sorry," said Miss Hayden, taking up her money. "There is no use?" asked Gillian, almost lightheartedly. "I am sorry," she said again. "May I write a note?" asked Gillian with a smile. Gillian made out his account of his expenditure of the $1,000 in these words. "Paid by the black sheep, Robert Gillian, $1,000, to the best and dearest woman on earth." Gillian slipped his writing into an envelope, bowed, and went his way. His cab stopped again at the offices of Tolman and Sharp. "I have expended the $1,000, he said to Tolman, "and I have come to render account of it, as I agreed." He tossed a white envelope on the lawyer's table. Mr. Tolman went to a door and called his partner, Sharp. Together they opened the safe and brought in a big envelope sealed with wax. They wagged their heads together over its contents. Then Tolman became spokesman. "Mr. Gillian," he said, "there was another document in your uncle's will. It was entrusted to us privately with instructions that it not be opened until you had furnished us with a full account of your handling of the $1,000. As you have fulfilled the conditions, my partner and I have read the document. In the event that your disposition of the $1,000 demonstrates that you possess any of the qualifications that deserve reward, much benefit will accrue to you. If your disposal of the money in question has been prudent, wise, or unselfish, it is in our power to hand you $50,000, which has been placed in our hands for that purpose. But if you have used this money as you have money in the past, the $50,000 is to be paid to Miriam Hayden, ward of the late Mr. Gillian, without delay. Now, Mr. Gillian, Mr. Sharp and I will examine your account in regard to the $1,000. Mr. Tolman reached for the envelope. Gillian was a little the quicker in taking it up. He tore the account and its cover and dropped them into his pocket. "It's all right," he said smilingly. "There isn't a bit of need to bother you with this. I lost the $1,000 on the horse races. Good day to you, gentlemen." Tolman and Sharp shook their heads mournfully at each other when Gillian left, for they heard him whistling gaily in the hallway as he waited for the elevator.